I was spending time with my my family over the past week, and we were getting along well. But nevertheless, there's a very distinctive brand of family dukkha, we could say. Dukkha, the Pali word for dissatisfaction or something just not feeling quite right. And with family, my experience is that it's very difficult to pinpoint exactly what I'm not liking, but I know I'm not liking something, right? And my experience is not so much of a kind of acute pain or really sharp, a sharp edge of pain, the pain of cutting one's finger or feeling grief. But it's this vague sense of a subtle agitation and some impatience. And I want to work with this. I don't want to suffer, and I don't want to be impatient in a way that I'm reactive and I cause suffering, even if it's subtle. And we were on this long car ride. It became this like epic pilgrimage to the Bay Area that somehow took 10 hours. And something was up, right? And I was like trying to find ways of working with it. I was trying to find ways of eliminating the suffering, trying to find ways of changing my reactions to what was coming up, and without a lot of success. And I eventually came to a kind of a mantra that was actually very helpful. And what I said was, as I was having this kind of experience of reactivity, was, oh, I'm going to suffer. I'm going to suffer. Because any way I looked, there was some sense of discomfort, that I wasn't going to be able to find a way of manipulating my experience to rid myself totally of any irritation or sense of burden. And so I just came back to this phrase, oh, I'm going to suffer. And somehow just taking that in and giving up the kind of desperate search for a dukkha-free path was very helpful. And as we practice, we don't need to be in a tense situation with family, or we can just practice with this exact experience on the cushion, that there are times when something will arise and we will get that kind of frantic look of, how do I go? Where do I go? How do I escape this? And maybe we retreat into thinking and fantasizing about pleasure, or we go into planning about how we're going to rid ourselves of what's coming up, or we go into a plan to avoid pain in the future. And maybe it will be useful for you to acknowledge in that moment, like, oh, there may be no dukkha-free way out of this moment. And that itself may lessen the burden on the heart.